Hello, everyone. Today we're going to talk about works. And in Hebrews 13:16, it says, "Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God." And at the same time, we have another verse that says in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Now, these are addressing different issues, different situations. You see, when it comes to salvation, there is nothing that we have done that we have earned that gift, that grace. You see, it was a gift that was given out of love, out of devotion, and out of the promises of God's own mouth. You see, He gave this to you willingly. Our job was to either accept it or reject it. And what is so beautiful about that is that He presented it to us. Yet while we were sinners, He gave us this love. He shared with us. He died for us while we were in opposition to Him. And that is a beautiful thing. Why? Because that was a gift. And we either chose to accept it or reject it. And because it was a gift, it is nothing that is dependent on us for it to remain. If you kind of get what I'm saying, it's sort of like someone who absolutely loves you. Maybe it's your parents or a relative or a really good friend. And they give you a gift. You weren't asking for gifts. They gave it to you because they love you. They cared for you. But this gift, not like a human being, this gift is perfect. And what is perfect about it is that that gift was eternity. That gift was Jesus' death on the cross. And not just His death, but His resurrection. Your sins died with Christ on the cross. And in the resurrection, you were given new life. And that is what is so profound. Now, Jesus came to lift up the Father. He came to bring glory to God. And what we can see of our lives is simply this. When we fail, when we have heartache or we have sinned, we've done something that is discouraging. We know it displeases God. But the beautiful part is that God gave you that gift. He's not going to take that gift away from you. He's given it to you freely. And when we accept that in our lives, it forever changes us. Our job as Christians is to share that joy that we have. In Hebrews 13:16, once again, says, "Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God." What we have is salvation in our lives. We have eternity given to us, a grace that is beyond our comprehension at many times. When we fail, when there's heartache, when we're betrayed by others, we turn and we see how faithful God is. You see, you are His workmanship. And why not let others know about that beautiful grace that's been afforded to you? Now, there is another interesting thing to recognize. In Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." You know how amazing that is? That's God saying, "I have things designed specifically for you to do, for your life to do, and I've created them beforehand." He set them up so that you could do them. And how amazing is that? If God's very hands have prepared them for you to accomplish, to give glory to Him, that is an amazing thing. And we can stand on that firm foundation knowing that He has prepared for us an amazing journey.